"Sir," I said coolly, "I need to speak with you on a matter that simply can't wait."
"Whatever could that be, sir?" he replied sarcastically. "Have you made some discovery that has escaped me? Has the sea yielded up some novel secret to you?"
We were miles apart, but before I could reply he showed me a manuscript open on the table, and told me in a more serious tone, "Here, Professor Aronnax, is a manuscript written in several languages. It contains a summary of my research under the sea, and, God willing, it won't perish with me. Signed with my name, complete with my life story, this manuscript will be enclosed in a small, unsinkable contrivance. The last surviving man on the Nautilus will throw this contrivance into the sea, and it will go wherever the waves carry it."
The man's name, his life story, written by himself.
So the secret of his existence might some day be unveiled? But just then I saw this announcement only as a lead-in to my topic.
"Captain," I replied, "I'm all praise for this idea you're putting into effect. The fruits of your research must not be lost. But the methods you're using strike me as primitive. Who knows where the winds will take that contrivance, into whose hands it may fall? Can't you find something better? Can't you or one of your men?"
"Never, sir," the captain said, swiftly interrupting me.